I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a weekend without kids. I do not know what to do with my own self. I woke up early, so all my chores are done. I washed all the dishes. I vacuumed. I swept under the beds. I did those 15 loads of laundry. I cleaned all the bathrooms. Because I got somewhere I'm going to go tonight. Mm-hmm, honey. I am stepping out. Y'all know I lost these little 18 ounces, so I think I'm cute. I went to White House Black Market and got me an outfit because I am going over to Art in the Alley in Minneapolis. Now, it's from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock today, so as soon as I'm done with this show, I'm hopping in the 9-seater because even though I don't have the kids, I still have the kid van. I don't have like a weekend car. I need me a weekend convertible or something. Maybe when I get a new boyfriend, he'll be rich and he'll buy me a convertible for my birthday. But it's tonight from 3 to 8 and it's vibrant, it's creative, it's Art in the Alley, and it's presented by Rojo Collective. And so I said, hey, who is in charge at the Rojo Collective? Oh, it's my friend Carrie Deans. Well, I got to get her on the show to talk to me about Art in the Alley. She's joining us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Carrie, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me, friend.
Now, Art in the Alley, it's fun, it's art, it's food, it's creatives coming together. Tell me all about it.
Yes, we are so excited today. The artists are here getting ready and getting set up. This is an event that we're so excited to present to the community and to our Twin Cities folks. We are having Art in the Alley, which is members from the Rojo Collective, which is a nonprofit organization that serves artists of color here in the Twin Cities. And we have about 15 to 20 artists this afternoon doing live work and selling their work. So it's going to be so fun. And then we also invited some other folks to come and hang out with us so there can be a little food, a little nibble, some music, and all sorts of stuff this afternoon to have fun outside.
Yeah, and it is a beautiful day for it. Now, is this the first year that this event has happened? Is this something that goes on every year?
You know, Art in the Alley has happened a few years. We have a beautiful relationship with the owners of Martin Patrick III right here in the North Loop, and that's the alley that we're going to be in, 212 North 3rd Street in Minneapolis. And so this is the third or fourth year, Ms. Shaletta, that we have done this event. And then, of course, I have to add, we have some kid activities. So even though you're kid-free this weekend, if you don't happen to be so lucky, you can certainly bring your kids and we'll have activities for them as well.
Now, talk to me about some of the artists who are going to be featured at today's event. And again, it's from 3 to 8 in the North Loop. It's Art in the Alley.
Yes, we have some incredible artists. We have some new artists and some returning artists. One of our newer artists, Taylor, is going to be doing some airbrushing work and selling those shirts and shoes that she's airbrushing on site. How cool is that? We have artist Tanika Grave, who does wood burning, and she makes jewelry with this wood burning tool. It's so cool. And then we have some visual artists, our North Side grandfather, Dr. Charles Caldwell, will be here doing some live work and selling work. So there's so many artists with so many different mediums that we'll be having today.
That is going to be so amazing. And, you know, without this opportunity, a lot of those artists wouldn't get a chance to showcase their work. Talk to me about how providing a space like this is so important to those creatives making connections and making a dollar so they can keep doing their work.
Absolutely. A part of our mission with Rojo Collective is to really eliminate that term, starving artists. We want artists of color, especially, to be able to make connections and to be able to thrive, not just in work, but in life and business. And so providing them opportunities where they can get in front of an audience, where they can have a conversation, and where they can show and sell their work helps ensure their success and makes them have great connections with a wider and broader audience. So we're so appreciative of being able to be in the North Loop, partnering with Martin Patrick and giving them this opportunity.
And this, Allie, tell us exactly where it is. And this event is free, right?
Yes, it's absolutely free. Free to the public. We are, again, in the alley between Martin Patrick and the Hewing in the North Loop. So that's going to be 212 North 3rd Street in Minneapolis. 3rd Avenue North, not Street.
Okay, 3rd Avenue North. And, you know, the partnerships that you've created to put this on, how important is it? Because you can't do this by yourself. You need their alley. You need their space. You need, you know, that connection so that you can do works like this and help these artists go from just, you know, surviving to thriving.
Absolutely. As a grassroots organization that is really trying to have such a high impact with artists here in the Twin Cities, partnerships for us are absolutely key. We don't have a brick and mortar yet. And so it's something that we absolutely love to build these relationships and to create beautiful spaces and memories and events where the space is available. And then we can provide that to our artists and all just have a big community love fest, which is what we're going to do today.
And that is today from 3 to 8 o'clock. It is Art in the Alley. It is free. So while you're out looking for something fun to do, since we have this beautiful day and evening ahead of us, this is one of those events. Okay, so I don't have any kids. I'm going to come and I'm going to be away from any kids. Like if there's kids there, I'm going to be going in the opposite direction. But this is a family-friendly event where people can come and enjoy this artwork and buy the artwork. You know, it's one thing to say you support these artists, but it's another thing to actually buy their work and purchase it and you know, take a picture and post about it and tweet about it. And so even though the event is free, I want us to bring our pocketbooks. I want us to bring our checkbook. I want us to bring our PayPal, our Venmo, our cash, our debit and credit card so that we can buy something and put it up in our house and then post about it on social media and say, you know what? The Rojo Collective was having this event or in the alley. And I bought this this portrait. I bought this wood. I bought this outfit. I bought, you know, this whatever it is. And I put it up in my house. And this is how you find this artist. And that is what, you know, the modern day version of support looks like. You know, people used to say, well, tell your friends about it. You tell your friends about it by posting a picture on social media.
That's right. And, you know, what's cool about this event is that there are going to be so many different artworks to purchase at so many different price points that there really is something for everybody. I'll tell you, when the artists are here setting up, I'm already like, ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. Ooh, I want that. So I've already had my eye on stuff. And so I have my pocketbook out for my own members, which our house is filled with our artists' work. But again, price points for everybody. Start a collection. If you're looking to be an art collector, this is how you start, with artists that are right in your backyard that have amazing stories. So you'll be able to talk to all of them and connect with all of them. So it'll be really great.
Yeah, my grandmother used to tell me charity begins at home. You don't have to go and purchase art when you go on vacation in New York or in L.A. We have some amazing artists right here in the Twin Cities, and they will be on display tonight from 3 to 8 at Art in the Alley. It's right behind Martin Patrick, 212 North 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. And I'm telling you, girl, that North Loop is popping. I drove through that the other day, and I thought I was in Soho or the Bronx or something. I was like, let me pull the car over and just walk around and enjoy, you know, this, you know, the upgrades and the updates and the new restaurants and the new places. And it's really nice over there. And I felt like I was transported to another part of the country. So I'm just excited about the expansion and the growth in that community.
Absolutely. You're so right. It's a beautiful day. There's so many things happening. The Aquatennial, the fireworks, just come hang out in the city.
Yes. Okay, so we got artists, we got live art demos, we got music, we got spoken word, we've got performances and food trucks. I'm going to be over there as soon as I get off the show, if I can get through the last segment, because I heard food truck. Today from 3 to 8 p.m., 212 North 3rd Avenue in Minneapolis. Kara, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Micheletta. I sure appreciate it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.